Time now for short answers to big questions. Questions from you about physics, astronomy, or science in general. And to provide the answers, our astrophysicist and NPR blogger Adam Frank joins us. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So we got a question on Twitter that was, why can't I power my home using a bicycle-powered generator? Adam, I ride my bike to and from work every day. Can I power my home with it?
Okay, so on average, the typical house is using 1,000 kilowatt hours per month. And so that's kind of the target that we'll look at. And kilowatt hours, that's a weird unit. You know, there's kilowatts is power, hours is time. So you multiply power times time and you get energy. So 1,000 kilowatt hours is the amount of energy your house sucks up per month.
Okay, and how much energy can a person generally create by pedaling a bicycle?
Yeah, now that's an interesting question. So it depends on whether or not you're an elite bicyclist or not. But, you know, for, you know, most of us, about 0.1 kilowatt. So that's power. That's how much you can generate when you're on your bike. So, you know, that's not a huge amount of power that you're generating.
So to power a house, how many people would have to ride bicycles for how many hours?
Pretty much. Let's just take one person on a bike, biking 8 hours a day for 30 days, right? So
sure.
Turns out that if you, you know, take the average power that a person can generate and you multiply by 8 hours a day and multiply that by 30 days, you end up with around, these are rough numbers, 24 kilowatt hours, right?
Now, remember, the 1,000
out of the 1,000
it takes to power a typical
house.
Right,
the 1,000 kilowatt hours. So that means that basically the number of bicyclists you need to power a home is 41. You'd have to have 41 people in your house biking 8 hours a day for 30 days in order to power your home. And, you know, that actually illustrates really the kind of the mess we're in some sense.
You mean the challenge of creating clean energy on a scale large enough to actually power the world?
Right, because when you think about it, for the entire span of human history, every person really had one person power per day, right? That's pretty much what you got, you know? You had, you know, you had as much energy as you could lift up and, you know, put things in different places. But of course, with oil, right, and coal, we suddenly got this enormous multiplier effect. So much so that, yeah, now each one of us has the equivalent of 40 servants, right? And so, you know, we're all living like kings. And so if you actually think about it, if everybody needs 40, if everybody was living the kind of life that Americans are, you would have to multiply the 7 billion people times the 41 servants. You'd end up with the equivalent of 280 billion people on the planet.
You're saying my lifestyle is not sustainable.
Your lifestyle is not sustainable. Now, I think we can figure out ways to do this, but this number really just points out about the enormous amount of energy that each one of us has at our fingertips. And the question is, how do we build a sustainable society that is at somewhere at that level, but where all that energy is not, that's being used, is not feeding back on the planet in a way that is detrimental to civilization?
Adam Frank teaches physics at the University of Rochester. And if you have a question about physics, astronomy, science in general, send us a note. The show is on Twitter at NPRATC, and you can also find us on Facebook. Adam, thanks as always.
Oh, it was a great pleasure, Ari.
And if you would like to see Adam Frank and NPR reporter Adam Cole attempt to power a house with a bicycle, and trust me, this is worth it. It includes something called the Rochester Garbage Plate. Well, you can find that video at our science YouTube channel, Skunk Bear.